You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, which is where you'll hear your Milwaukee Brewers this afternoon on WISS. Brewers against the Seattle Mariners down in Tempe, Arizona. 3 o'clock broadcast from Arizona Spring Training Cactus League, which is always fun. The mayor is still on his cruise right now. We are very capably... Remember that was that word I could not talk about this. I couldn't spit that word out, Todd. Remember that? Capably.
One of the many words that you have issues with.
Yeah.
You can't say brewery either, can you?
I struggle with that word.
Brewing.
He's not going to say it. He's not going to say it.
There was another word brewery. We were talking about earlier, and I said I had a hard time with that. It was about the band you were having.
Now I can't remember. It's going to come to me later.
Words together.
As soon as we walk in the door.
But we're very capably being assisted today while the mayor is on vacation by Vanessa Moran. And she is huge into community projects and with our young students. And I'm going to turn it over to her to introduce our two brand new guests sitting alongside of us.
Yeah, we have some very special guests here. One in particular is incredibly special to me because she may or may not be my own teenage daughter.
Wow.
There she is. Valerie, teenager. Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
That's Valerie. And she also has one of her besties, BFFs forever, sitting next to her, a self-proclaimed orca dork. They both were in the St. Norbert Youth Orchestra. Yep. We also have the amazing Tara Hoffman.
Hi, Tara.
So they are both eighth grade students at Bayview Middle School, and they have been working incredibly hard on an initiative, a walk called the NEW Donate Life Walk and Silent Auction. And so they've been part of planning for that, and we wanted to have them in today because, let's face it, I miss her cute little face, and she will never forgive me for any of this, by the way. Embarrassed a 13-year-old teenage girl and
I think she handled it pretty well when we weren't sure if we had enough chairs here, and you said, you want to just sit in my lap? No!
No, Mom!
No!
Yeah, she's handling it well right now. Later today, I'll get an earful. But with that... Later this morning, right now, I'd love for them to talk about what they've been doing.
Absolutely.
So that's why we have them in today. So girls, we're going to take it away. Can you tell us what you've been a part of, why you're doing it, and then tell us how other people can get involved?
Yeah. Well, we've been a part of it because, like, it's really fun to, like, help people in different ways. And, like, in this particular way, it's, like, just, like, well... Yeah, Tara.
So we're part of the NEW Donate Life Walk Student Leadership Team. The adults, Madame Barant and Ms. Swinford, wanted the walk to be kind of led by the students.
Absolutely.
Which I think was really cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So tell us what it is, though. So what is the NEW Donate Life Walk? It's implied by the title, but tell us what it really, the goal is. We want people to do what?
Yeah, it's like a walk, and it has like a silent auction, but it's for people. It's like for donations and like separate baskets.
But
like
donations of their what specifically?
Organs.
Yeah. So the goal is to get as many people signed up as possible to become organ donors, correct? So that little orange sticker. Now, you girls aren't old enough to drive. Trust me, my daughter. Yeah. And she's smiling right now and laughing because she already knows that day is coming very soon. Yeah. She's raising her eyebrows at me. She knows 3 years from now, Mama, I'll be driving a car. And when she does, we obviously want you to stay safe, but if worst case scenario, something were to ever happen, there are ways that even, you know, if and when that day ever comes, you can help others. And it's a really important thing. You can't take it with you, folks. So what we want to do is get people to sign up. So that's what you guys are working on, right? Getting making sure people are aware and then telling the stories, right?
Yeah. And all you got to do is have it put on your driver's
license.
It's
an orange sticker.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
And you can save lives. So tell us, all right, so you guys are, that's what the cause is for. So what are you doing? If there's a walk and a silent auction, when is it? Where is it?
It's April 12th, Saturday. At Bayview Middle School in Howard, and doors open at 8 a.m. and the walk starts at 9.
And how can people get signed up and go?
There's a sign up. We have a website. It's called the new donatelifewalk.com, and it has a sign up sheet if you scroll down, and you can just sign up with that.
Perfect. How much is it to sign up? Tara, why don't you take it away?
With a t-shirt, we have t-shirts that say Donate Life Walk on it, or ours says we give, they live.
So, oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Say that again. Who came up with that?
We all came up with like our own idea, but then we voted on which one we liked. So this group of girls chose that specific.
Say it again.
Yeah,
so
say it again.
They give, or we give, they live.
We give, they live.
I love that.
I do too. I mean, it's tragic to think about that, you know, someone passing away that you love, but to know that someone can live on because of that.
Yeah.
And just amazing. And there's so many stories about that, right? And that's part of the thing that's showcased during the walk. So they go, they get a shirt. How much is it?
With the t-shirt, it's $20. But otherwise, I think you just go for free.
Oh, you got to get the t-shirt.
You got to
get if you're doing a walk, you got to get the t-shirt.
Yeah, it's half the fun.
Huh?
It's half the fun.
Exactly. What colors are they? Are they cool colors?
I think they're orange.
Yeah,
orange.
Nice.
We will be very bright.
Perfect.
Last year, I participated for the very first time. It was a blast. How far of a walk and run is it?
Isn't it?
2.5 mile walk or run.
So there you go. Yeah. So anyone can do it, right? 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
Starts in Howard, right at the middle school, goes through Howard, ends right at the middle school.
Yeah.
Speaking of the middle school, both of you girls go there. What do you think of it? What do you think of middle school? Tell us about middle school, ladies.
It's pretty fun. Like, I have a lot of friends that go there, and we have a lot of, like, fun times and stuff. The teachers are also really great, you know, like, yeah.
What teachers, about you, Tara? That means an A. Hey, that she gave you a plug.
Yeah.
Val's looking at me. The reason she's giving me the bombastic side eye right now is we have a rule in our house that if there is no A's, there's no cell phone.
She, really?
On a Friday, Friday comes, we can check grades every single day. She will either walk by me and be chipper.
Oh, this has to be a daily thing. It's not just
only on Fridays because then on the weekend. Then
I know,
no
but
cells.
It's not just waiting for the end of the semester type grade.
Because you have to stay on top of it. So if they're, and I'm talking A's, not A minuses.
Nothing
like, at all. There's no wiggle A's. Room. Because
A pluses?
No.
A pluses are good too.
Yeah.
But she'll walk right by me. She knows now if I'm going to check her grade and see later on that day that it does, you know, that's not up to expectations, she'll just hand me her cell phone and walk by.
Wow.
That's it. Not a big deal.
Yeah. I don't want to hear you complaining about my grade, so I just give you my phone.
Wow. I like that.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
That's Todd saying, get back to the walk.
No. I love the fact that she can just kind of say that and kind of get away with it.
That would be me back. That would be the last thing in the world my family would do because they didn't, whatever. Right. Mine would just be. What I mean? Just walk in the house after class.
That is kind of it.
Is that how you do it sometimes? Just concede?
Yep.
Yeah.
So here's the reality. If you have time to goof off, you have time to study. So, you know, with that said, it's been brilliant. Val, I'm incredibly proud of you. And I'm incredibly proud of both of you, your entire team, all the students that have been a part of this, the teachers that have been a part of this, the participants. This walk changes lives.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. Yeah. I'm going to switch gears with you a little bit, talk a little bit. I think you for sure were there the night that we came and helped load up the food. Were you there that night?
Yeah, I think.
Were you both there that night? No, okay.
I don't think so.
But you were there.
Yeah, I think I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember him spilling food?
I didn't really spill it. I was pouring the stuff in and had forgotten to put this stuff underneath it, and it was going on the ground.
Yeah.
But, okay. So, but here's another thing I want to talk about. For your age, like when I was your age, there were no community projects. There were no. I just think it's awesome that this generation now are made so aware of you're eighth graders, but you guys can make a difference. You're eighth graders, and you guys might be saving somebody's life. There might be one person from this that says, well, you know what? Why don't I have that sticker on my thing? Like you said, you know, you're not going to take it with you. One person might do that, and it might be their kidney or their liver or their lung. Or I've got a friend their son was murdered. Terrible, terrible thing. Mm. But he is just in the prime of his life, like 23 years old, tremendous, you know, physically, whatever. They donated so many parts of him, you can't believe it. And I was with them. How many people? And I was with them one day when they got a gift in the mail, and she opened it, and it was a silver heart with a diamond pendant that somebody sent them from the parents of the girl that got that heart.
Oh, that's sweet.
Now you tell me that doesn't show you what that do just by getting a sticker put in your driver's license.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys are, I mean, you should be super proud. That's a really great thing to point out. Thank you, Mino, because that's awesome.
That's okay, because I've offered to be a donor, and pretty much medically people are like,
hey, you know what? There's got to be some part of you that'll take
a different color sticker on mine. Like, black. Only at last desperation.
Great. Don't take any of these. Well, no, the really beautiful thing. Yeah. So Val started volunteering with Feed My Starving Children when she was 5 years old.
Wow.
5 years old. And since then, my goodness, Val, we've done just about everything and anything that you can imagine. Actually, next week we'll be doing meals over at Freedom House. So they have some. She's looking
great
at
place.
Me funny because I haven't told her yet. That's going to be our spring break trip is to Freedom House.
Vanessa, let me ask you. Obviously, your passion for giving back to the community, you're passing that on to your daughter and your family.
What do you think, Val?
Answer
the question, Valerie.
What do you say?
Well, I think your mom's passion for giving back to the community and doing good things, it seems like she's kind of handing that off to you and you're getting more involved. Why is it important for you, Vanessa, that she get involved in the community?
Yeah, because the more that, I guess here's what, the reason I think about and the reason it's important to me is I did experience a period of time where I experienced food insecurity. I'll just leave it at that. And it was a very challenging part of my life. But I'm also very thankful for that part of my life because now I'm very grateful for everything I do have in my life now. And so luckily Valerie hasn't had to experience that. And I hope she never does. With that said though, everything we have, it can be taken away in a heartbeat. You do not know what life will throw at you. And I want to think that if life were to throw us a curveball or any of us a curveball, that other people would step in and help. And that's what we want to instill, I feel like, in these children. And I think that's what's happening through organizations like this.
Outstanding. Terry, you feel the same way?
Yeah, sure.
Outstanding. Okay, can you guys stick around? We're going to send through a commercial break?
Sure.
So are you guys getting out of school right now for this?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, we'll keep you here all day.
Oh, yeah. I'll take it.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Vacation cruising the Bahamas. As we mentioned, he did have an altercation at the shuffleboard tournament they had down there, and hopefully he's going to make it back okay. I'm not sure what jurisdiction. I don't know if it's Haiti, the jurisdiction he's in right now. Todd, do you know?
I'm not really sure, but we're hoping that we can bring him back. I mean, there's some talk that maybe
are
he'll
we?
Be
well.
Are we?
Wow.
I'm kind of in
all right. All right. Okay. Yeah. We'll see. Yeah.
Okay.
But introduce a very special guest one more time and talk about another great project you guys are working on.
Yeah. So this is now lovingly dubbed Mino and Moran, and two of the guests in the studio with us right now. One of them happens to share my last name because she happens to be my teenage daughter. So, Valerie, say hi.
Hi.
Hello. And then we also have the lovely Tara Hoffman, one of her BFFs, sitting with us. And they were talking about the NEW Donate Life Walk, which is coming up on Saturday, April 12th. Ladies, you want to share anything else about the walk with us while we have you in studio with us?
Well, Ms. Baran did share with us that last year we got really close to the amount of people we wanted to go to the walk to spread awareness.
How many was it? How many did you want?
We want 300.
Yeah, okay.
300.
Nice.
That's great.
And like $20,000 raised.
Wow.
So you're close to that, but you haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, we were really close last year, apparently.
Okay, well, here's the plug for anyone listening. We want to see these girls get to 300. They're giving the fingers crossed, toes are crossed, everything's crossed here. All right, so 300 people show up at Bayview Middle School Saturday, April 12th. You don't have to register ahead of time.
Nope.
Correct?
If I gave you guys a $20 donation, could I get one of the t-shirts but not walk?
I mean, we could probably make that happen.
We can make that happen. But remember the conversation we had a moment ago about healthy lifestyle, the why they wouldn't want your sticker on the...
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. You can come walk with me.
Let's go. No.
8 a.m.
No, definitely not.
Why not?
Definitely not.
Why?
Because of what happened during our last break with Todd and you.
What happened? Did something happen? I completely missed
Regarding
this.
The picture...
Regarding the picture.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm going to feign ignorance.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to plead the fifth.
She's taller than you in the picture.
Well, you are taller than him in the picture.
Because of her boots.
No, it's not her
boots. It's really not my
boots.
My boots are a half inch. Not even.
It's your boots.
You're shrinking.
You are.
Who do you think's taller, me or your mom?
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a hard question.
I mean, let's do it. Let's stand up right now and just take a look.
I can't. You know why, Todd? Because that bone spur on my Achilles has flared up.
Bone spur.
Okay,
like I can't. It's,
he doesn't even want to stand up. All right. I hear you loud and clear. So, ladies.
Emily stepped on some broken glass at the beach the other day.
The beach in Green Bay?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not buying it, but I'm going to give it to him.
All right. Well, tell us about another fundraiser you guys got going on.
So, do you want to talk about the silent auction? Otherwise, you want mom.
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead. Whichever one.
Yeah. Talk about silent auction.
Okay. What do you got there, Tara?
So, each bay or house at our school is donating a little basket of goodies that has a theme or something. So we put them all in a basket and then we wrap them and then we have them out inside while the walk is going on. So what if people don't want to do the walk, they can just come for the silent auction and buy or like auction.
It
do a drawing
is
baskets.
Massive.
It's so massive.
Absolutely massive.
The gifts
silent
or the
auction.
Whatever.
It's
the items.
The entire gymnasium is
we have like
tables and everything anyone could ever want.
So have you guys been going around for the last couple of months collecting things like that?
Yeah, well, people in our bays can like donate to the
Okay.
Yeah, bays are the cool hip word for houses.
Yeah, they changed it.
They
changed it.
So they have houses, so they stay together. The seventh
in school?
Graders. Yeah, the seventh graders, the teachers from seventh grade loop with eighth grade, so they're with the kids for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Get to form relationships, you know, get to know them really well.
It's only a baby thing.
It's only a baby
does that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. Baby was, you guys are the cool kids, right? You got the new, they just had the remodel. It's
Can you just
fun.
Name some of the baskets you get?
Well, we had like a camping basket. There was like, what other baskets did we have?
We have a pet basket.
Yeah.
And like a beach basket.
There was a Mexican fiesta basket, a beach, I mean everything. A woodworking basket, games, Legos, dinosaurs, puzzles.
Could I donate like 3 of my books? For a basket?
That'd be super fun. Ooh, we could do like, book lover's
Absolutely.
Basket.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey,
there
we just
go.
Got a book lover's Oof. Basket.
Yes.
Fantastic. Right. Valerie awesome. is her birthday's coming up. She's going to be 14.
Oh,
14. And she's putting together a birthday list. What is the only thing on your list, Val?
So far, books.
Books.
Really?
It's so fair.
Good for you.
That is it. The Christmas list, the same thing. It was this categorized list of the genre, the title of the book, of the series, the title of every book in the series and the author. That was what she handed to me. That was Merry Christmas.
Hey, Todd,
I loved it.
Remember the reaction of my granddaughter at Christmas? I went down to Madison.
You gave her a book.
She got it half open. Oh, a book.
That was like jumping up and down. It was fantastic.
Well, she's only like 6, but she's.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, as a 6-year-old, I probably wouldn't want a book.
But I searched, find this perfect book for her on
one of yours,
Animals of the Sea.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, all right, okay.
Everything. And she literally just tearing it down. A book. So I'm glad you're different in that. One other thing, give a quick plug for your autism.
So we have that event is coming up. That's at Bayview Middle School. It's coming up on April 12th. But the following weekend, We also have our 14th annual 2 miles for Autism Run Walk, which is also started as a student-led event. It's on Saturday, April 19th. The walk starts at, I believe, 8 a.m. Don't quote me on that. I will find the exact time. We get there early. I never really know what time it starts because we are there all night and all morning anyway. But it is, it's continued to grow. It was named after one of my former students.
Oh, cool.
It started as a student-led, completely a student-led project. My that year, I just happened to have a couple of kiddos who had autism and just had some additional needs. And the kids just embraced these other children in a way that I have never seen. And it just warmed my heart. And so my hope was to take them down. At the time, there was an autism awareness walk down in Kimberly. And I wanted to bring them down there so badly to just help support these other students. And then I found out that busing was $800. And
what?
I had to break it to the news to the children. I'll never forget sitting on the carpet and saying, all right, guys, I'm going to break your heart. We aren't doing this. And this little boy named Ethan said, or Evan, forgive me, said, you know what? We'll hold our own. 14 years later, still going strong.
You got great stories. Your backstories are amazing.
Meadowbrook Elementary School, come join us.
Oh, yeah.
April 9th, Saturday, April 19th for 2 miles for autism. Join us on Saturday, April 12th for the NEW Donate Life Walk at Bayview, and we'll put all the information on the website.
Valerie Moran, Tara Hoffman, wonderful job. And
thank
congratulations.
You. Thank you.
And I want that t-shirt.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll make it.
You're the best. All right. We're going to set a quick break. Back after this.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special thanks for some great young ladies, Valerie Moran and Tara Hoffman. NEW Donate Life Walk. That sounds phenomenal. How great to have young kids like that involved in something
it's
so important.
Yeah, they are. I know bad kids can get a bad rap.
Yeah.
And really, they don't deserve it. They
have
so many great kids that are doing so many great things. And I'm
couldn't
so proud
more.
Of them. And I can't believe one of them is my daughter.
I know. Those aren't the kind of kids that are going to ask, you know, when they're seniors, ask freshmen to give me their lunch tickets.
Yeah, they're not going to be like you, Mino. They're going to be more like Vanessa, which
exactly.
is a good thing. You know, we've been doing a lot of talking about kids this morning, right?
Yep.
Valerie and Tara here. Beth was talking about the extended hours at the Neville Public Museum for
mainly
spring
break. Spring breakers, yeah.
Cindy Picorni and David Lightning are joining us from EAA in Oshkosh to talk about some of the events they have coming up. And yes, some of them do involve children. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having us.
You know, we come down there, Jim and I, the last couple of years, we've come down there for like 3 days in a row and do the shows, and it is amazing. The one thing we always wanted to do that we haven't been able to, because you guys have a huge, people have no idea, EAA, how much of that is devoted to youth, to people that want to be in so many different areas involved with aviation. We would love to try that simulator.
The simulator?
Yes.
Which one?
There's a really cool
simulator.
There's a simulator in the, what's it called, Young Flight or something? One of the categories.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The flight simulator?
We've got so many around the ground. So we'll
okay.
have to get you in one of them.
I thought there was just one, and there was just that one flight simulator. Oh, okay, never mind. But go ahead, but we're going to do it anyway.
We'll find a way.
So Cindy and David, let us know about some of the things that you've got coming up over the next several months.
So one of the things I want to address is that EAA is a lot more than AirVenture at the end of July.
Right.
Our museum is open year round. We have events year round. We have field trips. I've got kids coming in from somewhere today that I'm going to go and take care of in a little bit here. But
take them to that simulator.
There you go.
I think they're a little young, but yes, I had simulators going the other day.
All right.
One of the things that Todd contacted me about was an event that I do twice a year called Girls on the Fly. And we created this event because we have, women are still very much underrepresented in aviation, not just pilots. So women make up about 10% of all pilots in the United States. And that's a really untapped resource. So we are trying to address that, but not just for pilots, because aviation, you know, David and I are both pilots, and we'll tell you that every pilot needs 100 people on the ground just for us to get in the air, between engineers and people who bring the fuel and air traffic controllers and mechanics who keep our planes running great and safe. So if we look at mechanics, only 2% of aviation mechanics in the United States are women.
Whoa.
You know, we've got a huge untapped resource.
I wish you would have been talking about this just a couple minutes ago. My daughter is in the studio.
I know. I was thinking about her when we were sitting here listening.
They're starting to talk about careers as early as eighth grade. Much sooner than that, actually. And so, yeah, we're wondering where she's going to go.
Many, and you know, even you got some of the, I think it's Middle Tennessee State that has a thing there for flight engineering and all doing. There, as you mentioned, 100 people that aren't pilots, but that are instrumental. Can you talk about some of those other potential careers?
Yeah, absolutely. So I actually went to the University of North Dakota for aviation. I'm born and raised in Wisconsin, but I went up there for school. And a lot of people, when you think about going to pursue a career in aviation, again, everyone thinks pilot. They think about the person sitting at the front of the airplane. And a lot of times their mind goes straight to airline pilot. But even if you just break down the pilot aspect, there's so many different piloting careers that exist, whether it's medevac. So, you know, you're doing emergency transport for hospitals. It could be corporate flight ops, military, all sorts of things. So that's just the pilot segment. But then you have these universities all over the country that also specialize in other aviation related fields. So like up at North Dakota, for example, we had a UAS program. So if you wanted to get into unmanned aircraft, the drones, stuff like that, there was a whole degree field for that. Air traffic control, you want to work in a tower or a radar facility, you can go get a four-year degree in that. Airport management, aviation management, aerospace engineering, aircraft mechanics. Again, the list really just kind of goes on and on and on. And that's one of the really cool things about the aviation industry is if you love airplanes, but maybe you don't want the schedule of an airline pilot, or maybe you want to be home every single night or whatever, there's a lot of different career tracks that you can go. So that's one of the things we're trying to do at EAA is, you know, open these kids' eyes to the fact that, hey, you think airplanes are cool, you like flying, but maybe you don't want to take that pilot career. There's a whole other side of the industry that we want to get you excited about.
That's amazing. I'm writing things down as you're talking, because I'm like, I want to talk to my daughter about this all. It's just a eye-opening to think about all the different options that
and
are
Vanessa,
available.
I'm sorry, I should introduce you. Vanessa's filling in for Jim today, and she has been for a lot of years a teacher.
Yes.
So this fits right into her wheelhouse.
Oh, I can tell listening to you, Vanessa. I'm a former teacher as well.
Oh, takes one to know one, right? Well, that's fantastic. Tell us more about the field trip that you're having today and what's all going on with some of this. I know there's some interesting things going on with spring break coming up, right? We want to drive traffic to your facility.
Yeah. So real quick, I have this event, Girls on the Fly. It's full for the spring, but we do it in the fall as well. And it's really geared for girls who don't have a lot of experience in aviation. We bring them in. They can take a Young Eagles flight, which is an introductory flight. They get a tour of the air traffic control tower. They get to fly the simulators. John, that's
there
for you.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, and do some other hands-on things. And we bring in women who are involved in aviation across the industry to talk with them and to work with them. So that's a great event.
How do you get signed up for that?
I just jumped in, somebody just thought of it. I'll tell you something that we had on either last year or the year before down at EAA that was so fascinating. And I'm a history buff and a military buff and all those things. And I didn't even know the full story on the role that women played in World War II down in the Detroit area, where they would build these aircraft and then they had to be transferred to other bases around the country. And it was women that were doing the flying. Do you guys know who I'm talking about when you guys
The Wasp.
Yes.
The Wasp. Yep.
And they transported aircraft in Europe as well, over in England and Europe. So they were, and probably unofficially, in some more dangerous places than we realize.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Really? And that's kind of an undernote. That story deserves more to be brought out in the open than
more
it, for some reason, that was almost a hidden story, wasn't it, though?
Yeah, one of the cool things, so I actually, going off that, a couple of years ago, before I was on staff with EAA, I would volunteer and just kind of help chauffeur around some of the special guests. So one year I was actually lucky enough to bring the Wasps around the Air Venture Grounds for a day. And they were just such an impressive group and the amount of energy they still had, you know, even later in life. And I think a lot of that tied back to what they were asked to do with such little recognition at the time, and just how much pride they took in what they did. And it wasn't you know, it wasn't something they got all that recognition for, but they truly just loved being able to contribute to the country at that time in whatever way that they could, despite some of the, you know, the hurdles they had to clear that maybe others didn't have to.
And what they were doing by doing that is they were saving the male pilots then to go overseas and do bombing missions.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. No, I had no idea. Yeah. So tell the girls on the fly, how do people get signed up for it? How much is it? Where do they go?
Our spring one is full. We have, and it's amazing. It's a 1-day event. We have girls coming from California, Texas.
Wow.
Just for 1 day. Yeah. We have another one in the fall. October 4th is our date. We might have to change it, but that's what it's set for right now. If you just Google EAA Girls on the Fly, you'll get to that site. And pretty soon there'll be just a link that you can send, get your email in to get notification for registration.
And in addition to all the cool hands-on stuff and sim stuff they get to do over at the museum with Cindy and the other educators over there, the girls also get a free introductory Young Eagles flight. So Young Eagles is one of our tentpole programs at EAA. We've flown 2.4 million kids since 1992. We do about 60,000 per year. So one of the things we do for the girls on the fly is our local EAA chapter actually gives all of them a free flight that day as well, which again is just a great way to kind of to tie in what else we're doing. So another cool thing about the Young Eagles program is locally, again, our local chapter has a couple of events each year, but Sydney talked about the museum being open year round, and a lot of people don't realize
that. I didn't know that, at all. I didn't. Never.
Well, from it kind of depends weather depending, but really May through September, we're giving Young Eagles flights every single day at the EAA Museum completely free for kids ages 8 through 17. It's first come, first serve. Memorial Day through Labor Day, it's 7 days a week. 10 o'clock to about 4 o'clock every single day.
Do you guys still rent that out for banquets and different things?
Yep.
That's a great. I mean, you want to have a group of people and you're normally at a banquet, you're just all standing around just kind of making small talk. Well, there you wander around amongst these amazing aircraft and everything.
Yeah, it's easy to get lost.
Yes. It's so cool. I got to tell you something. You said 1992. My daughter, Amber, was one of the very first people to do the Young Eagles thing.
Yeah. Really?
And I'll tell you why. It's because the TV station was doing a story on it and they needed somebody. So Amber, my daughter, was in, I remember it was 1992 and it was still Mr. Poperenzi and that whole bunch that put that on. That was quite the thing. I didn't realize it's been that many years now you've had that program going.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're in, you know, year 33 now. And, you know, the initial goal of that program was we wanted to fly 1 million kids by the centennial flight in December 17th of 2003. Hit that goal. And then we flew our 2 millionth in July of 2016. And yeah, now we're at 2.4. And I was a Young Eagle. I took a flight in 2002. And that's how I got my start in aviation. So, you know, we've got tens of thousands of young folks and now not so young folks because the program's been around so long that got their start, you know, in that program.
Isn't that, I mean, it just gave them that, you know, that taste of it. And then, boom, they loved it.
I'm daft. What is a Young Eagles flight? Is it just like a quick like flight in a smaller plane, like around Oshkosh? What is it?
Yeah, so I'll talk a little bit about the ones we do at the museum specifically. So the ones at the museum are done in, they're called Glass Stars. They're single engine, two seat airplanes. They're technically experimental, which means they're literally a kit you can order and build it in your basement or your garage. That's one of the other big areas that EAA is involved in. But these were specially built just for our Young Eagles program. So the kids come out, they meet their pilot, they get a little pre-flight briefing where they learn about the ins and outs of the aircraft, how it works, how the flight controls work, maybe what they're going to see the day of that flight. You hop in, take off, and then it's about a 15 to 20 minute local flight where the pilot will just demonstrate again some of the basics of aircraft operation. If the kid's lucky and they're really enjoying it, the pilot will let them fly for a little bit and get hands-on. And all of our Young Eagles pilots over at Pioneer at EAA are all commercial pilots. Handful are flight instructors as well, so they can actually give that flight instruction. And then after the flight, once they're back on the ground safely, they actually get a free EAA membership until they turn 19. And then they also get free access to an online ground school, which they can use to prepare them for their actual flight training. And they can earn different scholarships along the way. They can earn free flight lessons. We'll reimburse them for certain FAA exams that they have to take. So really we're focused on not just getting them in the air, but once they get back on the ground, helping to nurture that interest and carry them through the next step.
We got a cool text right here. Love the Young Eagles flight. Both of my children got their first airplane rides through the Young Eagles. Nancy from Green Bay.
And this awesome, is Nancy. Free.
Completely free. Doesn't cost a penny.
Free.
I'm trying to wrap my head around it, and I can't quite. It'll come cool. in time. Maybe after the break.
Hey, I got to ask one more.
The volunteers, they pay for everything. They pay for their fuel. I mean, they're not getting reimbursed at all. I mean, this is purely the volunteers are doing it because they love it, and they love sharing that. Cindy just started flying Young Eagles 2 years ago.
Yep.
So her and I are both Young Eagles pilots now, and it's I think you talk to any pilot that flies the kids and they'll say sometimes they get more out of the flight than the kids do because you love seeing the joy it brings them.
And that's why I said, you know, having spent 3 days down there for the last 2 years where you really just get a chance to walk around the whole thing. It's amazing the emphasis you have on young people who want to get involved in aviation. And as you mentioned, all different, the whole stratus of the different types of jobs. And I think it's cool that you guys are really pushing this for the young people, giving them an opportunity.
Yeah, it's. I think we're pretty lucky to do what we do.
Yeah, it's the most fun that I have flying, really, is when I take kids up.
Outstanding. Oh, hey, yeah. And I love some of those little planes that you guys have. They're amazing. Those experimental ones, you call them, but they're, you know, they're awesome. You got to get down to EAA. We'll be there again this year. It's so much fun.
I love it. I'll be there, too, with my daughter.
You darn right.
Cindy and David, can you give us the website for EAA so people get information on these programs and everything else going on there?
Yeah, the main web page is just EAA.org. You'll find a link to everything there. Otherwise, youngeagles.org will take you to the Young Eagle stuff. And then I don't know if there's a special page for the education.
There's an education tab right at the top.
Yeah, so just EAA.org, you'll find everything there.
Love it.
Cindy and David, thank you so very much for what you do. Really exciting stuff. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Todd,
perfect song.
Todd is the maestro.
You could not have picked a better song to end.
Did you guys hear me play Walk the Dinosaur earlier during the Neville Public Museum?
I missed it.
Is that what that was? I heard it. I was trying to think, what is that song?
Yeah.
Walk the Dinosaur. That's from the 80s, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. 1988, I think.
That's what I thought.
We missed out on Todd's brilliance.
Who did that?
That was Not Was.
Ah.
Yeah. Was Not Was.
Get their album of greatest hits there. Walk the Dinosaur. Wow. Good stuff. Couple other things we want to talk about here, Todd. Just let people know, we do carry the Brewers on our sister station, WISS.
Absolutely. In fact, we've got all the spring training games as well coming up this afternoon. They're taking on the Mariners, 3 o'clock broadcast on WISS. That is on 98.3 in Oshkosh and 96.5 awesome.
And we'll have them
Appleton.
All season long.
Absolutely.
I was just out at spring training in Arizona for a game. Or training session, I guess, not a game. It was amazing. Beautiful facility.
Great complex.
Yeah, just stunning.
Really great complex.
I did not realize what it was. I thought of training season and training camp as what we do with the Green Bay Packers. We come and just watch, you know, against the fence. And I thought, all right, we'll just pull up and watch, you know, peek in and watch them play. And walked into this massive complex.
And you can walk right up to the guys. Can be from us to Todd away.
It was
pitching
awesome.
And taking batting practice.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. And then the guys just walk past you, you know. And just
I got a ball. They lobbed
a ball. Did you get a ball?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I almost got hit by one, too. I was not paying attention.
Okay, can I be totally honest with you?
Do it.
When I was down there, I had to host a tour for Fox World Travel a few years ago. And I tried getting a ball to give away to our group type thing. I couldn't get one when one of the younger ladies bugged me. Can I have a ball? And hey, sure.
That was I walked up. I think it's called the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt kind of guilty because there was a whole group of.
I think it's called the bullpen.
I think it's called the bullpen.
I don't know.
Something about a ball.
But no, I walked.
Oh my God! They gave me like a bunch of them. They just kept tossing them to me.
I didn't. I have not. I These don't. I'm not a baseball fan, so I didn't know. I should be, but I love my Packers, so that's where I focus in on one thing. Okay, laser focus. So I felt kind of bad because there's all these kids with these gloves. and they were calling for them, and I walked right up.
And who
said,
got the ball?
Yeah. But they still got them too.
Yeah. Welcome to the major league, sister.
It was very kind, and I was so happy. It was thrilling, absolutely thrilling. So first time. And I got a first ball.
That's awesome. Okay, we're going to be wrapping it up here. Thank you so much for doing this. You've been an absolute blast.
I have had so much fun. Hey, Jim, you can stay off in the Bahamas.
There you go, buddy. Stay in Haiti.
Hopefully you make it back.
I think he's got a new show. The Mayor and the Haitian.
No, I like the sound of Mino and Maria.
I know, right?
I think this is a new thing.
It might be onto something, Todd.
All right, I'm telling you.
Hey, one of the things, though, Todd, you had great guests today, and but those young girls, that's so impressive. And I'm not blowing smoke because, well, your daughter or anything like that. But when I was in the eighth grade or freshman or the eighth grade, I wouldn't be able to be on the microphone, the radio, talking about a fundraiser or something I organized, something I would ever.
That and just, I mean, we're talking about the Neville Public Museum and how there are careers there, right? Yeah. I mean, I didn't think about that as a kid. I didn't, you know, I never thought about all the stuff that's available at the EAA to get your foot wet and see how you feel about that.
I
mean,
I wrote a list.
Did
I'm not going to lie. I made a list because I want to talk to my daughter about all these
different things. You seem like the kind of person that would do a list.
Or Val has her entire summer planned just from this show.
Oh, you have no idea. It's did you see the bombastic side eye that she gave me? When I even used that word, it was like, oh, no, Mom.
Well, the teacher in you really came out during the break when Todd was setting them up. That the teacher in you came up. Okay, you sit here. You put this here. Oh, put it in your hair. Okay, sit here. Okay, first thing. Okay, who's going to do this? You can do that. I do this. Okay.
A little bit of coaching.
A little bit of coaching. A little bit of the teacher.
Scaffolded support. And then once the scaffold came down, they were on their own.
Then they were great.
They painted the Sistine Chapel.
We received quite a few little texts this morning saying that Vanessa is great on the air.
Really? So,
yeah. Why didn't you put those up there on our screen? I could have. No?
No.
Didn't want to stroke the ego?
Well,
no?
Yeah.
We only do good things about me.
I like that. I'm okay with that. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Hey, Todd, how much did we give away yesterday? How much money? How much of Mino's money did they win?
I believe it was $125 we gave away.
Let's do one more.
You want to do another one?
Let's do one more today. We got like 1 minute left, maybe. Somebody text in a quarterback. You have to know what the school was, though. And if I get it wrong, they win a $25 gift card from Nicolet Bank.
Oh, I want to see this.
Yes.
Ooh. I will just say this. We've had some issues with our texting this morning, so I'm not sure that we'll get any in, but we'll try, okay?
Okay.
Right. What he's really trying to say is there would have been more text about how amazing you are if the texting was working properly. You know, it would have been a flood. Just the gates would have opened.
Little teaching thing doesn't work out for you, let me know. Some possibilities.
I'll bring my students in one of these days.
Hey,
I actually do want to bring my students in one of these days.
Absolutely. So. Another thing I want to talk about yesterday, Mike Stevepak, phenomenal friend, great guy on here. I just think it's awesome. He goes from Fox Sports to substitute teaching third, fourth, and fifth graders.
Bravo.
Give everybody a thing that's so well needed.
Yeah, absolutely. If there is anyone out there that holds a bachelor's degree, that's really all you need to be able to get a substitute
license. In anything, right?
In anything. Anything at all. And you can apply, get a substitute license from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. It is not an overly complicated process. We need great subs. We need great bus drivers. There's actually been a new provision where school board members can drive buses. So that includes me.
Okay.
As a board member, I have not yet done it because I'm terrified, but it, you know, there really is a shortage and we need great people around our amazingly, equally as great kids.
I remember one of the school, a small school up north, I was talking to one of the officials one day and he says some games were getting almost canceled for like JV and freshmen and things. They couldn't find people to bring the kids to the games. They couldn't find bus drivers.
Yeah, true. It happens.
You never think about it, but
and then those games can get canceled. So
exactly.
Just like we talked about Feed My Starving Children, the most fun you'll ever have in a hairnet. When it comes to substitute teaching, it's the most fun you'll have and most rewarding job you'll have.
One thing, though, don't do it like a brother of mine did. He was a bus driver, and a deer had gotten hit shortly before he got there.
Oh, no.
So he asked him if he could have the deer. He tied onto the back bumper.
Yeah, don't do
it. And there were phone calls because the deer fell off the bumper, but it's still being dragged by my brother's school bus.
Lessons learned.
Oh, man.
Don't repeat that.
That's a great way to wrap up a great show.
You know, it really was. It felt like the perfect conclusion. Not going to lie. Fantastic.
Vanessa Moran, you're awesome. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.